You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's Alessandra, your host, and this is the official start to season 2 of your favorite podcast. I've been away for a little while, and we can just say some things have changed. We have a vaccine? Question mark. I sort of became a part-time paparazzi, and yes, you heard that correctly, and life has been crazier than ever, even during this pandemic. So today I have 2 cast members from a new TLC series. If you've seen it, you're obsessed, and if you haven't, you're in luck, because I will be introducing you to your new favorite reality show. I know you're gonna love it, it's completely binge-worthy, and it's nothing like you've seen before. It's called I Love a Mama's Boy. Now, the show's concept is all in its name. It's about men who love their moms, but their mother-son relationships take that love to a whole new level, and it's beyond entertaining. Their girlfriends, fiancés, wives, they're not having any of it. And you know what? I can't really blame them. Whether it's living with their moms full-time, giving them keys to their apartments, or inviting them to go lingerie shopping, this show will keep you shocked from episode 1. Today, joining me on That's the Tea with Alessandra G, we have one of my favorite couples from this show, Steph and Mike. This is Reality Chat.
Reality Chat. Exclusive updates and interviews with Alessandra G.
So, hey, Steph and Mike, how's it going? How's your life during the coronavirus?
Oh, hey, it's going great.
It is going great. Thank you so much for having us.
As great as it could be, you know, during these circumstances.
We're always looking for new things to fill the time. So we are very thankful for this opportunity and yeah, excited to be here.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. So where are you guys right now?
So we are currently in our apartment. We are work from home.
Yeah,
we're on the work from home life.
Yeah, we're in Stamford, Connecticut. Still, at the moment, still in the same place where we were before. Yeah, just kind of going through everything one day at a time, just trying to be under lockdown. We've got some really exciting steps coming on in our future. And, we're just waiting until it's safe to do so.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like that's where a lot of us are. And, you know, you just do the best that you can. So it's awesome to have you guys on. I know you are both stars of the incredibly fabulous and crazy new TLC series, I Love a Mama's Boy. So for those who have yet to start watching it, or maybe they just saw an episode, can you give me a rundown of just how you guys met and how you ended up on this TV show?
Yeah, so Mike and I actually met back in 2016. We met at the same job. It was both of our first week of work, and we were both the brand new PAs at a talk show. So we were really excited to be, at our jobs. We weren't really looking at each other romantically at the time. We became really good friends.
I was actually in another relationship at the time. I was still doing long distance with my college girlfriend, which is funny.
Yeah, so we did not start out immediately like dating. We started out actually building a really great friendship foundation. After working together for a while, we were like, at where we work, we just become really close to our coworkers. So we just had a natural foundation there. So then after, he became single, he started making moves towards me and acting, flirtatious. And that's when I was like, I secretly had a crush on him the whole time. Like from day one that I met him, I called my mom before I even knew he had a girlfriend. I would call my mom and I was like, the new guy that's working here is so cute. And I'm totally gonna like make sure that like I get him. Like, I'm going to make that my mission that I'm going to get with Mike. That was my goal, to get Mike. And here we are 4 years later. He's mine and his mom's.
You got him.
Yes.
You got him, and you got, the 2-for-1 special. You got Mike, you got Liz, you got the bundle.
Buy one, get one free.
Yeah, she didn't know what she was signing up for when we first met, that's for sure.
Yeah, when we first met, I would have never imagined that Mike would be, super close to his mom, that secretly behind every work phone call, he was calling his mom. I had no idea what was going on. But once we became closer friends, I did figure out that he was really close to his mom. His mom had actually come to work with him once or twice, and I had seen him out with his mom on a Friday night hanging out. So I knew he was close to his mom before we entered a relationship, but it wasn't until we started living together that that I was like, oh my God, this guy is like, he loves his mom. I don't know how else to say it. He's obsessed. they're obsessed with each other. They're best friends. He's rolling his eyes.
Oh my God. Well, on the show, that's what I was definitely thinking. I'm like, when did Steph find out that, you know, Mike was a mama's boy, but in a whole different sense than, you know, you typically think about. So when was the first situation or like scene that you were in with Mike where you were like, oh God, this is kind of strange, a little different than what I was expecting?
Well, there were definitely times like you saw on the show when we were shopping. That's the one thing that we did a lot, was we would go shopping together. And I would notice that his mom would kind of make a lot of, she would always come with us. Like every time we'd have a mall trip, somehow his mom would end up there. I would like, cause you know, we live in the same state. So we'd make a trip, but we'd be on our way to one of the malls and somehow, I guess they'd be texting on our way to the mall. And then the next thing you know, she'll be at that mall and we'll be at the store and I'll be at the checkout line and I get like guilt because I'll be buying so much stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, is she judging me? But that's when I realized in the beginning was that like, she was just showing up at places that we were going. And I was like, obviously you told her we were here. Like, there's no way she just knew we were going to this mall. And he's like, oh yeah, I told her. I'm like, well, you got to start telling me when you do this, which as you saw on the show, he still does not do.
See, but I come from like a family background where it's like, when it's family, it's family. So it's like family, that is a huge value to me. It's something that's very important to me. So like, for me, it's always like the more the merrier. Like I would be just as apt to invite Steph's mom to the mall because that's just who I am as a person. I like it being around people I care about. I love spending time with family. Like I don't like wasting my time with people that I'm not friends with. So it's like people that are close to me, I treat those relationships very seriously. So like, yeah, I would just kind of casually invite my mom, but I didn't really realize that I was infiltrating my relationship with Steph until she kind of started verbalizing to me what the problem was. Because to me, that was just a harmless, hey mom, come meet us at the mall.
It also happened at the casino once. It's happened a couple of random places. A couple of random places.
I have to mute myself because I'm laughing. Like while you're telling the story, I'm just imagining like me and my boyfriend going to the mall and then his mom showing up and being like, hey guys, like what are you buying? Like it's funny, but at the end of the day, like I could see, Mike, how you're thinking about it. Like, oh, my mom's in the area. She'll come meet us. Like, no problem. But, you know, Steph, I also completely understand just like turning around at the cash register and being like, how did she know we were here? Like,
yeah. And I swear she's judging me too, because she knows I love to shop. And I think that she's like,
Liz has always lived a very frugal lifestyle. She's very like a simple, humble human being. And Steph and I typically have more expensive tastes. So the funny thing is, the way I get away with it is because a lot of times she'll just blame Steph for it. She'll be like, oh, Michael never used to spend this much money when he was living with me. And I'm like, yeah, that's because I couldn't.
Literally.
And you never liked skiing either, because that was one of my favorite lines. You never liked skiing or whatever. I was like, oh my God, this is too good.
That's what I said. I was like, mom, I always played basketball. You were at all of my games. I can't ski and then hit the mountain. I can't hit the mountain and then go to the basketball court. Those two things don't go hand in hand.
And how is he going to ski when his mom won't let him if he's a child?
Right. I had to get on my own, get some equipment, get some gear. And then once I got out there and I realized how fun it was, I got addicted. And I think when my mom saw that look in my eye, that's what scared her.
I thought it was hilarious when, you know, you knew she was going to come over and you guys were hiding like the junk food or like the chips. You're like, all right, put this away, like put it in the cabinet. She's coming, you know, and she's taking out like the fruit salad. I mean, you guys were killing me there. I was laughing so hard.
I mean, literally, like that's like the thing, though. It's like those are the lengths that we have to go to when it comes to my mom. Like, ask stuff.
She's extremely judgmental in many aspects of life, specifically in like the health fields. Yeah, whenever she comes over, we do a full scan of all of our cabinets, freezer, fridge. I personally do. And I make sure that there is nothing that she's going to make a comment about, which is why I actually get anxiety about her showing up, you know, behind my back, because I want to make sure that the cabinets are clean, the drawers are clean. I have to make sure I, you know, keep the apartment to Liz's standard. So I like to know when she's coming.
The problem is, though, she doesn't know how she's being. Like, she just thinks that she's just being helpful. So, like, when she gives Steph these nasty looks for eating junk food, like if you ask her, she'll swear to God that she's not judgmental, but she doesn't even realize she's doing it when she's doing it. It's like,
then she'll be like, that's disgusting. I'm like, that's really delicious, actually.
No, exactly. My mom and I were watching it. And so when, you know, I think, Mike, you came in, you're like, oh, my mom's stopping by. And then you were doing the full scan. We were both like, oh, my God, this is so much anxiety. Like, can't imagine. It's like you were on a timer. Like, I feel like I was watching Chopped or something. You're like, put it away. Let's go. Like, it was like a whole routine. So, I mean, that was pretty funny. But have you gotten, like, used to that? Like, have things kind of simmered down in that area? Can you leave your cabinets open? Or are you still doing those full scans?
I'm pretty much still on the full scan. There, it has not lightened up. You know, she's got her eyes on it. I think if anything, she's more, the more serious our relationship gets, the more she's on it.
As she sees Steph and I getting more serious in our relationship, I think she's learning that this is probably going to be something that's permanent. And, you know, I mean, it's caused for a lot of arguments. And honestly, the tension's kind of beefed up a little bit as the season has gone on. And I think that's something that the viewers are going to learn more as time goes on.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of, I know you chatted with your mom a few times, actually, I think, on the series about, you know, a potential engagement. And she wasn't quite on board in those moments. Like, she was a little hesitant. Steph, how did you feel, you know, hearing that she wasn't completely like, yeah, like, I'm so excited for you guys. This is, you know, a great next move.
My jaw completely hit the floor when I saw some of the lines that she said on, like, you know, when she was on the show, like behind the scenes when she was talking and we couldn't hear it. I was like, oh my God, she said that. I can't believe this. But yeah, it kind of hurt because when I think about my family, it's going to be the best day of their life when Mike and I get married. And when I look at Mike's mom, I started to realize on the show that I think it might be the worst day of her life when we get married. It's like our parents have totally opposite like feelings on that.
And that makes me feel terrible because it's like, you know, I know my mom is really trying to protect me, but she doesn't realize like what she's doing to Steph. And it's really made for some awkward conversations. And, you know, you would hope that in a relationship like this, things would eventually progress. But it seems like time is not on our side. And
quarantine has not been in our favor because she's mad that I've been quarantined with him and she is not. So it's like that has beefed up the tension even more.
You know, like with my mom, it's like she's someone who is very important and big on family values, too. And it's like she's been through a couple marriages. Like she is kind of like she's out in a part of the state where she's like a little bit more removed from other members of my family. So my mom's always been super close with me. And, you know, I think that she feels me kind of drifting away and that scares her a lot.
And correct me if I'm wrong here. I don't think that it's Steph that she doesn't approve of. I think that it's just you getting married that scares her and you know, kind of committing, because hearing her speak, I don't know if she has doubts about like the relationship. Watching it as a viewer, it just seems like she, you know, she doesn't want to let you go, you know?
She's looking for excuses. She's looking for excuses not to like me because she wants to not like me because she'd hate that I'm taking up all of her son's time.
Exactly. That's how I feel as a viewer. Mike, would you agree?
I agree 100% with you. I mean, I really don't think it's anything to Steph. I think whatever girl embodies that role in front of her face, my mom is going to have a problem with. So Steph just happens to be the lucky recipient.
I also require a lot of attention. And so does his mom.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is, you know what? Let me actually backtrack for a second, because I'm not going to say that it is like, yes, my mom would always have an issue or she'd find a problem with Steph, just like she would with any other girl, like she has my whole entire life. But Steph also is a little bit needy. Steph also does require a lot of attention. Steph also does have expensive taste. So already letting me go and kind of drift away and into this like kind of independent relationship is already a big step for my mom. But the fact that she's kind of letting me off into the arms of somebody else who really is very, very different than her, I think that also scares her. So I think yes and no. I think it's a mixture of both.
Gotcha. I mean, yeah, that's fair. I just know that, especially watching it back, you know, my mom and I watching the show are like, oh my God, they're so cute. Like, they're perfect for each other. And then it's like cut to Liz and she's like, nope, nope, nope. And we're like, wait, what? You know, it's just, it's kind of weird just thinking about it. But then at the same time, when you do backtrack and you think about the full picture, it makes sense. It's just kind of unfortunate. So yeah, Steph, we definitely have some sympathy for you during those confessionals that Liz was sharing her true thoughts, because we were like, oh my God, man, this poor girl.
I now, if you feel bad for Steph, now imagine how tough I must have it.
No, we can't. We're like, this guy is put in the most difficult like situation, and we see you trying. Like it's totally like valid and fair. It's just like a really, again, an interesting situation, which I think makes for such a great show, because I definitely think this isn't something that's rare. I think it's something that we definitely have seen, but not on TV, and definitely not like in a way that this show is capturing.
Well, yeah, people keep asking, is it real? Is it real? I'm like, I didn't think it would be so hard to believe that my boyfriend's such a mama's boy.
Yeah, this is like, that's what I say all the time. I'm like, this is 100% real. Like, literally, we are ourselves and who we are constantly. And this is literally a look into the dynamic of our everyday life. I mean, we literally, like, from day one have just been, like, when Steph first saw the casting, it started out as boys who have close relationships with their mothers. And once we started talking to TLC, they really evolved on the dynamic of our situation. And that was when they realized, like, wow, this really could be a show. And I think every single family kind of fits their own unique mold as to why they fit that role. And like so many young men and women around the United States find themselves in that situation, that all the feedback we've gotten has been that this is so relatable. And so many people have seen themselves going through the same exact stuff. So I'm like, trust me, like, not only is this real, but like, this is like literally what we go through every day.
Well, half the people are like, is this real? And half the people are like, no, it's real. I've been there. Like, I have a crazy mother-in-law too. So it's like, if you can relate, you can relate. And if not, it's like hard to believe.
Exactly.
Yeah. When I saw the, you know, the trailer to the show, the coming attraction, I'm like, what? Like, at first, it was kind of hard to believe. But then once you start watching it, it's like, all right, this isn't that wild. Some of the situations, obviously, are worse than others. Like, I'll tell you right now, the whole Shakib situation every single week has me, like, jaw dropped, totally baffled. The mom just like has so much hatred for a girl she doesn't know. It's wild to me. That's the part that I'm like, okay, like, did they hire this woman? Where did she come from? Was she raised by wolves? Like, what's going on?
Well, I believe it. My parents came from two different backgrounds, and they had, you know, there was beef with the mother-in-laws there too, like the same type of like hatred, honestly. And my parents, you know, pushed through it and got married and are still together. But like, that stuff is real. Like, the anger and the different like cultural differences really, really make people angry.
Yeah, not to speak for Steph's side of the family, but like, there's still relationships that haven't been mended because of those cultural differences. And like, it's the same thing with like anybody that's going through it on our show. It's like, people are going through these real life situations. And that's why I have blown up on my mom at the basketball court. That's why I have gotten so nervous in certain scenes. And that's why there's a lot of stuff that's coming this coming Sunday, like, that you guys are going to see. Like, it's like, these are high stakes and it's high emotions. And like, Stephanie is the first girl that I really love. So getting my mom to come around is like, this has not been easy. And it's been one of the most stressful things I've had to go through.
Yeah. And I think we can all completely see that. For me, at least, I always have to answer to people that are like, oh, you know, you talk to these reality TV stars or whatever, and like, come on, like, before the, you know, podcast or after, you have to be asking, is it scripted? You know, is it fake? How much of this is produced behind the scenes? And it's like, you'd be lying to say that production doesn't play a part. But at the same time, the whole picture is true. Like, it's all real. Like, it's not made up. You're not reading off of a script. Like, I can't believe that people think that.
There's no, exactly.
But I do want to ask, definitely the show's on every single Sunday. Have you guys been watching yourselves every Sunday, or do you think it's a little weird to, you know, see how it plays out on TV?
Oh, we've been watching. We've been live tweeting. We've been rewatching it the first time, because when we watch it live, we just get so distracted because we're so busy live tweeting and interacting with everybody, like the other cast members. But we are watching it, and we enjoy it.
Yeah, some of the most fun part has been that the TLC audience and that their fan base is just so loyal and faithful. So it's really fun to live tweet. There has been a group of people who are super committed to the show that are always there for us every Sunday. And, you know, we kind of bounce back and forth with the fan base, which makes for some good engagement. Don't get me wrong. Definitely a little weird to watch yourself on TV for a little while. But, you know, once you get past like thinking your voice sounds weird and things like that, I feel like everything else kind of falls into place.
Yeah. And it must be weird for you two, especially because you work in TV. And so you're on the other side of things, where usually you're behind the scenes and now you're watching yourself. So is that even weirder?
Yeah, that's definitely different.
Yeah, I feel like it's actually given me more compassion, like in life, to like, as a television producer, to understand what my guests are going through in their respective shows. You know what I mean? Like, it just gives you a whole new outlook on everything.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. But also, we were already comfortable being around cameras. So I think that made it easier when cameras were around us. It was like, I almost forgot they were there because I'm so used to a camera being next to me all the time that it's like, oh, this is recording me right now. Like, oh, I didn't even know
this. Yeah, in that sense, it was very beneficial because like we're used to that atmosphere and that environment. And that's even more so. It's like once you get past that initial like weirdness of them kind of just being there, which that lasts about 30 seconds, it's like we literally were just living our lives and they were filming it. So it was actually very easy.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, like I didn't expect all of like, you know, the cameras and the crew and the lighting and all of that. It made things really awkward. But you guys are like, oh, this is an everyday thing. So let's just, you know, let's roll it out. Come on. So that's great. And, you know, now that you said you're watching it, you're interacting with fans. Do you guys watching the show are like, oh, like, I can't wait to see this certain couple come up. I hope, you know, they get more airtime this week. Do you have a favorite couple to watch and see, you know, how things play out? Or are you just enjoying everyone kind of equally?
We're rooting for everyone. Yeah. But Mike, what do you,
No, I mean, I think that we're pretty much just team everybody. Like, listen, here's the thing. I have to, and I'm putting this on record, I got to stand up for the boys. You know, my heart lays with the Mama's boys. These are my guys. I got to stick with them and go to bat. I respect every situation, but we're a huge fan of all the families. But there's my loyalty is to the Mama's boys. It's team, yes. Mama's boys to the grave.
I think there's some alliances, like the girls, the girlfriends will interact with each other and we'll chat and we'll have like little conversations on the side. And then the guys will have like little bromances.
Yeah, like me and Shakib are boys. Me and Shakib are boys.
Like we'll all chat on Twitter and we'll, you know, there's like little alliance, like we'll team up with each other and have each other's backs. Because for the most part, I could totally relate with the other girls to, you know, to different degrees, but I could totally relate. And, you know, people are like, oh, why are you putting up with this? Why are you putting up with this? Like we all love these guys. That's why we're putting up with this. And people don't maybe realize that, but we could totally all relate with each other.
Literally Steph, Kim, Emily, Justina, like they've all been kind of going through the same situations in their own respective ways. And I feel like that's almost been a bonding experience in itself.
Oh yeah, 100%. And then you have all of the same feedback coming to you guys individually. Like, why are you putting up with this? Or like, is this real? Like all that. And you're like, guys, oh my God. Well, cause we love them. Are you watching the show? Like, so I mean, that's great. I got to start getting in on this, like tweeting stuff. I mean,
you have to. It's quite fun.
We just got like the GIF games on point. We got hashtag games on point. TLC is super active. Like Sunday from 10 to 11 is the place to be on Twitter.
All right, I got to get on because I'm so into watching the show that I'm like, I'm not even on my phone. I'm like, I'm glued. So, I mean, now I have to, you know, I got to get my multitasking skills up a little bit.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It definitely isn't. And it's funny that you guys mentioned that you do like have these alliances because there are points where I'm like, all right, these two definitely have to relate based on the situations they're in. But the one couple that stands out to me as like I would throw in the towel, like I don't understand, like she is a saint, is definitely Kim. I think Matt and Kim, I'm so sorry, but that situation to me, like I don't know how she's still alive and breathing. Like she called her friend and was like, am I crazy? Like, should I be annoyed? And the friend was like, dude, like, are you okay? Like, it was like, blink twice if you need help.
She's a sweetheart. But Kelly is so funny, too. Like, I said to Mike a couple times, I'm like, hey, I wouldn't mind being quarantined at Kelly's. She sounds like a place to be.
Oh, really? I would run the other way, man, because if she came in with the Lady Liberty costume and I was ready for my birthday trip, oh my God, I would be. And you know, I'm not the type of person to be like, no, that's not happening. But I think I would have to be like, all right, guys, like, I think I'll just stay behind because the trio going to New York for Kim's birthday, I don't know, man. That's not how I would envision my birthday. But maybe you can relate. I don't know. I feel bad for the girl.
Steph definitely cannot relate. Yeah, no, I mean, listen, Steph is somebody who is just huge on her birthday. So I know for a fact that in terms of that particular holiday, yeah, she would probably have a problem if my mom was involved. But at the same time, I can't lie and say that that's never happened before.
So did Liz roll out with the Lady Liberty costume? We just got to get that straight.
She did not roll out with the Lady Liberty costume. However, she did come on a couple vacation with us.
Yeah.
We did cruise across the Caribbean oceans with his mom.
I didn't think that was going to be a bad idea at the time until it was.
So.
Oh, wow.
Glad you guys couldn't come along for that sailing.
How did that go? You know, the brief story.
Not great.
No. So you know what happened was I was just trying to, again, please everybody. And I booked us a cruise, which was gonna 9-day cruise, 4 islands, all inclusive, everything. I got a ticket for Steph back in March. We literally were all set to go. You know, I had a couple successful modeling jobs. There was a couple things that opened up with rooms on the ship. So I bought tickets for my mom and my grandparents too, and said, like, surprise, we're going on a family vacation. I was thinking, oh, this is going to be one step closer for Steph to really get in with my family, and like, we'll do this big. And it turned out to be Steph was upset that I was with my mom and that I was gambling with my grandparents, and that our couple's trip turned into a family vacation.
Well, his grandparents are a couple, and then we're a couple, and then his mom and then him become a couple. And then it's like, or she's like the third wheel, but like, or a fifth wheel, but then I become the fifth wheel because I'm not actually related to them. So I just got put in this whole uncomfortable situation.
Oh my God.
Steph's the only person I know that can take an all-inclusive vacation and turn it into a negative.
No, it wasn't a negative. I'm just saying I didn't know that it was going to be a family cruise.
It's an awkward. That's what it is.
It's like Kim didn't know her birthday might be a New York trip.
Yeah, but Kim got a free flight to New York.
I don't know if any price of a flight would make me want to go.
Right, exactly.
I was like, oh my God. Well, first, he didn't even break the news to her and she flew in with the costume. I mean, that was just like, listen, I would love to hang out with that woman for like a good 24 hours and just like drink wine with her and like shoot the shit. But then if I was dating her son, like, oh no, no. Like I would be running the other way. Like that's kind of where I draw the line there. But I do want to get your guys' take on one particular scene that I think is a standout from this season. And that was when Matt and his mom went lingerie shopping for Kim, and the mom was definitely excited about his potential purchases. She was even calling like some of the lingerie spicy. Very strange. What did you guys think of that?
I mean, you know, Matt, I think, is a really good guy who I think just needed a little bit of help. And while that's not something that I particularly would ever consider doing with my mom, I'm not someone that I want to judge, because I bet that there's scenes that people would cringe at that they've seen me do, Shaquib, Jason, all of us. So, you know, I've never walked into a Victoria's Secret with my mom, and I don't ever plan on it, but I'm not putting any shame towards Matt for it. I'll let him live.
Yeah, I don't know. I can see my mom doing that. So it's like, again, if you can relate to it, you can. If not, you can't. And again, his mom shows up at the mall. If we were lingerie shopping, and you know, he's saying it would never happen. It could happen.
Right. Like I would never okay, let me put it this way. Right. I would never, ever, ever in a million years be like, mom, let's go lingerie shopping for Steph. But like, if I walked into Victoria's Secret and we happened to have that surprise mall day and she happened to walk in and I happened to hold it and say, oh, I'm getting this for Steph, she might make a comment. So like,
yeah,
like you know what I mean? Like, it's like, so you know what? Like,
we could fall into that.
Like any of the mama's boys, and I feel like there's a million people in America who will never admit it. But like, realistically, if you're close with your mom, you could very well end up in that situation. And it's BS if anyone says you can't.
Well, there you go. You heard it here. Okay. So, I mean, that's mama's boy approved. I don't know. For me, it was jaw drop. The woman that was working at the shop that was like, this is, I have no words. That was me. So like, if I could be someone on the show, I would be that woman. But at the same time, it's not about judging for me at the end of the day. It's more of just like, wow, like what a world, you know? So it's just different. And so that's what makes this show so entertaining, I think, for everyone, because it's just like 90 Day Fiance, right? Like you're watching the show and you're like, oh, I would never do that. But then you're like, oh, but I have a cousin that did date someone from another country. They could have been on this show.
Literally.
Right. I think that's the beauty. I think that's the beauty of TLC, is it puts everybody in relatable situations. It's fun to watch.
Totally. I love TLC.
Exactly. One of the best networks out there. Shout out TLC. Thank you for keeping my Sundays alive. I don't like football, but I do like TLC Sundays.
I like football until I started watching TLC.
Then you got a replacement. That's it. That's all you needed. But yeah, I mean, that was basically the majority of what I wanted to chat with you guys about. But one question I did want to kind of end with is watching yourselves back on the show, kind of going through I Love a Mama's Boy. What did you learn from the experience? I know the finale is coming up this Sunday. People are probably going to be very upset to see it end, maybe praying for a season two. We'll see what happens. But what did you guys learn at the end of the day, either watching it play back or just about yourselves and your relationship?
Well, that's a hard question. Watching it back, I guess the thing that we learned the most was just that you do want to be authentic. I know that was something that I had struggled with in the beginning with being around his mom, but even seeing it on TV, it's like you really do need to be your real self around other people. And people will notice if you're not, and that will have an effect on how they feel about you. You know, it will affect your energy. And seeing that on TV and seeing myself struggle with that is something that I'm not going to, you know, let happen again. And I definitely want to stand up for myself more if I'm in these situations. So
yeah. And I think one thing that I took away from all of this experience was it kind of goes hand in hand with what Steph said. It's just about being genuine, like not only just for our relationships that are captured within the show, but even for the viewers. Like so often you see people on reality shows try to maybe come across as somebody they're not, or really try to boast up their personalities. And like Steph and I working in television said from day one, like, listen, we're never going to let anything change who we are. The reason why we were casted for the show in the first place is because of who we genuinely are. So let's give them our genuine selves. And I think we're proud of how we've come across, and America hasn't agreed with all of our decisions, but at the same time, we were comfortable with the content we put out there because it's really who we are.
Exactly.
Yeah, that definitely sums it up. I think that's a great message and takeaway from, you know, any reality TV experience. You know, you can kind of tell who's, like you said, being themselves and who's like putting on the whole facade, and it's not as fun to watch. Like reality TV, you want it to be realistic, you know, it's in the name. Like I'm here for the shit show, but I want it to be real. Like I want people to be genuine, you know, you want to see the real stories play out. So it's great that you guys kept it genuine and real from day one of filming. And, you know, maybe there's times where that does become a struggle or kind of something that isn't so easy, but I mean, it's great to recognize that and just kind of push through. And so I'm super excited to see how this season ends. And yeah, I do appreciate you guys coming on and chatting. It's been fun to learn from the perspective of a mama's boy and the mama's boy counterpart.
Totally.
Thank you for having us. It's been such a pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you for watching the show. I'm glad you're loving it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad you guys decided to, you know, take your experiences and share them with the world. And I think you guys are definitely a fan favorite and some, you know, a couple that people can relate to, whether it's one aspect or another. So it's been awesome to see you guys on TV every Sunday and just see how your situation plays out. It's been really fun. I think the show's great. I love TLC for taking a shot with this series. And I think everyone else is really enjoying it as well.
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking the ride with us.
Yes, it's been awesome. And hopefully many more to come.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, season two, come on. It's gotta get renewed. We're just waiting now.
I know. I hope so.
Listen, we're waiting patiently.
Thank you for tuning into the first episode of season two on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I am so excited for this season, guys. We have so many more exclusive segments and surprises on the way. And I also want to give a huge shout out and thank you to Steph and Mike for opening up and sharing more about their experience on this show. Be sure to subscribe, share this episode with your friends, and all of that fun stuff if you loved it, because we have so much more on the way. As always, stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.